This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Final hour of the Rob Brown Show goes now. It's the Fan Upstate. Be a part of the show, won't you? 844-326-3663, 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. You can utilize that number too. Text the radio broadcast if you would like to come at us in that direction. You can use that number too. Call the radio broadcast if you'd like to jump at us in that direction. You can also get at us on Twitter, at The Rob Brown Show, at The Rob Brown Show. You can get Alonzo at Lonzo on Word. Everybody up in here at The Fan Upstate. At The Van Upstate, if you want to come at us in that direction. Also follow us across our social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever, at The Fan Upstate. That is also where you can join us on our live stream, which is live right now. And also every day that we do the show from 6 till 10 a.m. available at thefanupstate.com. Scratch that at facebook.com/thefanupstate. That's how you do it. At Twitter, at thefanupstate. And on YouTube, The Fan Upstate. The Rob Brown Show, available on YouTube, on Facebook, and on Twitch. Because we're young, hip, cool, and with it. No squares up in here. All right, so join the live stream. We're live 4 hours every single day that we are live, unless we aren't here or don't want to be. But most days we do, and most days we are. Buddy, got a couple other things to tell you about. By the way, the return, you're ever so welcome if you actually use it this time around. Tried to make it a thing last time. We had like a handful of people who were getting involved. New and improved. And by that, I mean exactly the same as it was last time, except for it's back now. The Ray Memorial Hotline is back. Let me tell you how that works. You go to the Audacy app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You download it. It is free in your app store. You're welcome. You go once you're in the Audacy app on your digital device of choice. Once you're in, you go to the Fan Upstate via the search button. You open it up. When you get there, you're going to see the Fan Upstate. You're going to see the smiling mugs of Diesel and Cole Bryson right there on the front page looking at you. You might find mine somewhere on there. I don't know. Then
you won't find mine, you know.
Do you want to be on there?
It's on the side of the building.
Exactly.
That's good enough for me. Yeah, whatever.
Go to the Audacy app, go to the Fan Upstate page and click.
You wouldn't feel a certain way if I were saying all that and didn't mention you. You wouldn't feel a certain way. That wouldn't bother you a little bit.
I mean,
you're accurate. It's not on there, but you know, I'm just saying.
So again, you want to be? I'll go get it fixed.
No, you.
I'll handle business. That's what I do around here.
You won't
handle business.
You can't.
Go to the Fan Upstate page. Click on the Listen That Live button. You can listen to the station 24/7, 365 days a year. It is available at your demand. On demand, I believe, is what the kids say nowadays. And then next to that, there is another button. That other button says Leave a Voice Message. You click on that button, and you have the ability, using just your phone and that sweet, sultry voice of yours, the opportunity to make a 60-second voice recording that comes directly to me on the Audacy app, AUDACY. You go there, you click on that leave a voice message button on the Fan Upstate's homepage. It's a 60-second opportunity to say whatever you want to say, however you say it, whenever you want to say it, from wherever you want to say it. It could be at 2 o'clock in the morning. It could be 2 in the afternoon. It could be on your way to work in the morning, on your way home from work in the afternoon. If Diesel and Cole say something that infuriates you in the nighttime and you want to call them out on this show, have at it. If I say something that infuriates you in the daytime but you can't get to it until later today, send it then. Go to the Audacy app, AUDACY. Grab the Fan Upstate page. Go to the Fan Upstate. Click the Leave a Voice Message button and leave a voice message. The new, the improved, but only slightly, Ray Memorial Hotline is there for you. Let's talk a little more NBA, shall we? Had a big day yesterday. Had a lot yesterday that I think we need to get to out of the NBA. Let's start with some of the teams that I think are either contenders or are trying to be next year. The Nuggets made a very interesting splash last week, not with a player move, but more with a move behind a desk when the general manager of the Nuggets got behind a microphone. And I don't really know why he decided to say in a moment that I was like, dude, do you really want to say that out loud? He got behind a mic and he said, look, because of the way the finances in the NBA work, because of the way that our contracts are structured here in the Mile High City, there is a nightmare scenario where we end up past the apron to threshold. There's nothing we can do about it contractually, and we are obligated to let Nikola Jokic walk away from this team. Now, I could be wrong about this, but unless the Nuggets just refuse to get better over the next couple of years, Jokic, and again, could very well be wrong, strikes me as one of those cats that, like, I don't want to go through the hassle of moving. I'm going to go back home and play with my horses and hopefully win a couple of NBA championships in the process. I don't think he wants to go anywhere. Again, could be wrong. I don't know the guy personally, haven't talked to him, but he's never said anything like that. In fact, a couple of times moving to a new team has been mentioned, Jokic is always kind of like, nah, I got to, like, get a U-Haul. And I got to, like, ask friends to help me. I don't want to do that. Stop offering to pay people in pizza and beer. All right? Give people money. All right? You get it. So, Jokic says, Denver says, there is a nightmare scenario where we may have to let Nikola Jokic walk. They avoided it yesterday. They trade Michael Porter Jr. and an unprotected 2032 first-round pick to the Brooklyn Nets. Now, this is it's kind of risk-reward because the Nuggets got to go in right now. Like, they got to go in right now. The guys that are around Jokic and Jamal Murray and these dudes, they're going to be good for the next couple of years. But, like, they're all getting older, and by the time 2032 rolls around, Jokic is going to be, like, 38, and Murray's going to be, like, 35, right? So, like, you got to do this now. Whereas the Nets are looking and going, we're not going to be good for a while. Right, so, like, let's get an unprotected. And they are banking that by the time Jokic and Murray get to be 38 and 35 years old in 2032 or whatever it is, by the time they get there 7 years from now, they're betting that the Nuggets will be out of magic, out of shine. And that pick, because it is unprotected, could potentially be as high as a lottery pick. So they've got basically a handful of years to build up that franchise, to stock a few number ones and get ready for that pick down the line. On the flip side, the Nuggets also save a ton of money off the cap by bringing in a guy who is as good of a defender as Michael Porter Jr., but a better shooter. And that was the frustration with MPJ last year, along with some injuries that kind of limited him. He was not a great shooter in the postseason. In fact, a lot of Denver fans, some of the Denver analysts I've had on the network shows, have said that the belief is MPJ was the reason that, and there was a lot of injuries going into that game 7 against Oklahoma City, but MPJ's ability to generate anything offensively was the reason that OKC was able to kind of, like, just outpace Nikola Jokic on the outside and win that game 7. So that's a big interesting deal here. D'Angelo Russell's not good at basketball. I don't understand the move by the Mavericks. They needed a guard. I get that. They use a $5.7 million taxpayer mid-level exemption to sign D'Angelo Russell, a one-time All-Star who averaged 12.6 and 5.1 per game for the Lakers. I also want to point out here, and I gave some credit earlier this week to the Charlotte Hornets for Buzz City, y'all. And I'm going to do it again here. We told you about the trade that they made. They sent Yusuf Nurkic out to Phoenix. Utah. And in return, they got Colin Sexton, a guard who off the bench was averaging like 16, 8 and 4 last year? They got Sexton and they got a second round pick for Yusuf Nurkic. I'll tell you right now, Charlotte, you're kind of killing it right now. Like, honestly, this is, and I've been here 5 years, this is easily, by far and away, no questions asked, no debate about it, welcomed nor entertained, the best offseason I've seen Charlotte have in a very long time. I love the draft class. I love Colin Knipple as the outside shooter. Again, not the guy I would have gone with. I'd have got Ace Bailey and told him, suck it up, Buttercup. You're in the NC now. But you decided that was too much drama. I get it. And I think a lot of that is to do with the fact that Charles Lee is trying to build a culture in that locker room. I've said it a couple times. I gave him a bunch of credit last year because at one point, about a third of the way through the season, LaMelo Ball was playing all-star caliber point guard. Was playing all-star caliber point guard, and there were conversations I remember on Inside the NBA on TNT last night, because it's not on TV anymore, sad face emoji. One night they were having a conversation about LaMelo Ball, and I don't remember if it was Kenny or if it was Ernie, but they asked Shaquille O'Neal and Sir Charles Barkley himself if LaMelo Ball might quietly be the best point guard in the NBA. And they both were like, I don't think he's there yet, but he's getting closer and you can see it. LaMelo Ball was playing all-star caliber ball, and then it got to a point where it became obvious that LaMelo Ball had no interest in playing defense. And granted, he's probably trying to save the legs up, tread on the tire, running pretty thin for that young man. We all know that. But wasn't playing defense. Go down there, do amazing things, score a point, get a bucket, get a dime, whatever, and then would run back and he would just kind of like stand there with the arms out and be like, oh, you got by me. Like the opening scene of Daria. You remember that cartoon Daria back in the day? Did you ever watch Daria on MTV?
No.
Oh, man. Daria was about this, like, nerdy, reclusive video game girl in high school and all her friends. She had one goth girlfriend, and then it was, like, all the popular kids around her, and it was just 100% commentary on being an outcast, and yeah, that show made me feel good about my life.
I have nothing in common with that person.
No, of course. Of course. I love Daria. That's a great show. Anyway, blah, 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 blah. It's kind of like that. So LaMelo gets set, comes back, plays better, then he gets injured and obviously has to go away for a while. But I think it became very obvious to me that Charles Lee's trying to build a culture. And if it means having to sit a guy who's playing all-star caliber ball, if it means he has to sit a guy that is a game changer but won't play defense, so be it. He'll do that. Well, who they go draft? They got three players. They got Con Knipple out of Duke. They needed a shooter. They needed an outside guy. They needed a guy that LaMelo could drive and have an outlet emergency shot available or drive, collapse a defense, and either go inside or outside. They got both of those done at the same time. They got Con Knipple to be a wing shooter. Not a guy who's going to do a lot of shot creation, but a guy that if you get it to him off the quick, off the rip, on a drive and a quick hit out to the corner, he can knock that shot down. Then you got Ryan Kalkbrenner, the 7'2" out of Creighton. Somebody yesterday called them the Flyover State Duke yesterday, which is like my favorite nickname for a college ever. Kind of the same guy, right? Like just a gritty down low 7'2" tall pick and roll player. And then on the other side, you got Duke teammate of Con Knipple, Sion James. You pop in on the other side. Here's the offense that I'm seeing right now. LaMelo at the top. I'm putting the 7'2" at the free throw line. I'm putting Knipple down at the wing or on the extended free throw line. LaMelo is going to take the rock, and he's going to drive to one side or the other, depending on where Con Knipple is being less contested. Knipple to the corner. He drives. Kalkbrenner up to the free throw line, sets the pick and roll. LaMelo goes to the inside or the outside, whichever way he goes. Kalkbrenner rolls off the other way, and the two of them roll to the basket together. And as they're rolling to the basket together, there goes Con Knipple on the outside at the same level. I want 7-2, LaMelo ball, three-point ace on the outside, and all three rolling at the same depth together. So now when LaMelo gets in there, he gets to look and go, okay, I'm doubled up, and it's from the inside. Bang, there's my 7-2 on the roll. I'm doubled up. It's from the outside. Bang, there's my kick out to Con Knipple, my ace three-point sniper. Or I'm single team, and I'm LaMelo ball. Pew, to the rack I go. Easy. Mwah, up off the glass. Let's get the bucket. I actually really like this. But I like, on top of the fact that this sets up a, I think, very intriguing NBA offense, with a couple of guys that do have to, actually three guys that do have to prove themselves, because all of that does rely on, if Zion James, by the way, Zion James on the backside to be the like, oh bleep, they figured it out. Okay, kick it out to the outside. That kid can drive and score. I think the other side of this is all three guys that were brought in are culture dudes. You know what Con Knipple is. You know who he is. That kid, he's just that kid from Duke. He's just that guy from Duke. He's going to be a little pest. He's going to work. He's going to be everywhere. You bring in Zion James, his teammate, a secondary role player at Duke, but understood that he was a secondary role player to Con Knipple, to Cooper Flagg. Why not pair him up with that dude? Let them grow together. They are going to work off of each other. Boom. Con Knipple sets the mood. That kid follows it. And then I go get the big man up out of Creighton. Kalkbrenner. I put him down low. Again, I watched that kid play a lot of games last year because the Creighton Blue Jays are like a running joke. Creighton beat Alabama in the tournament like 8, 9, 10 years ago. I think the Sweet 16 when Alabama, I think it was maybe Nate Oates' first year there, but Creighton beat them. And it's been a running joke for years that Creighton is the South's favorite team of the North in basketball, because not only did they beat Alabama, I think they beat them again the next year. Or maybe it was a year after that. But I think Creighton got Alabama twice at a point in time where Bammers were convinced that their basketball team was ready to rival Kentucky. And Creighton got them twice, either in a row or back. And everybody was like loving it. We were like watching I was down in Florida watching the Bama crash out. So everybody's kind of like, I've followed Creighton since then. So I watched the Jays play a couple of times. This kid, he's not flashy. He's not spectacular. He's not big and powerful like Shaq. He's not like finesse going to shoot. I mean, he can, but not going to be finessing threes on the outside like Victor Wembanyama. He's kind of right there in the middle. Jack of all trades, master of none, big man. But that means I can kind of utilize him to enhance the guys on the outside, not feel like I have to dominate the middle and then play it out to them. But with options with a shooter in Knipple, with options with a guard with LaMelo, with options on the backside with Zion, and then you got two or three dudes on the roster that can fill in the other spot, I kind of like Charlotte's offseason. I kind of really like what they are building right now under Charles Lee. They got the culture. I think they've put together a good locker room, and they've got a bunch of pieces that work together. Will it? I don't know. I hope I'm right. We'll find out. But I like it on paper for whatever that's worth. All right. Got a couple more things I want to get to before we get up out of here for the day. We did a list earlier. We did Josh Pate's top 10 games of the season. How about this one? Michael Cohen from FoxSports.com put together a list of the teams most likely to make their first playoff appearance this year. Who you got? We'll talk about that and maybe other lists when we come back on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, peak off season continues. This is, of course, the point in time that I also call hashtag ranking season. It is where you rank things. That's how you kill segments. That's how you kill hours. And I am not saying that I'm above that or that it's bad. I'm just going to break down other people's lists. That's the easiest thing for me. I'm going to
makes support, it sound criticize, like critique it, other it's people's fluff, opinions. It's fill, like you don't have anything. It's entertaining. That's why he's talking about it.
I mean, to each their own. To each their own. Like, I don't know. There are some lists that I'm entertained by. There are others that aren't. I used to work for a dude. Scratch that. I used to work for somebody who hired a dude a long time ago who would start at 99 days away from the countdown to college football kickoff. 99 days away, he would literally do his entire show of who are the best players in college football history to wear number 99. Not football, just college football history to wear number 99. And literally his four-hour show would be getting people to call in and go, oh, you're not Warren Sapp down at Miami. And he'd go, oh, tell me why. Well, he was this, and this. All right, tell me a story about it. And that was like his whole show. So I think I was put off lists for a long time. I'm not saying lists are bad. I'm saying some lists are bad. Like, I don't know. I don't need a ranking of the best, you know, best colored socks in college football. Some people go too far. Like everything, it's like everything else. In moderation, don't go too far. Here's a list. I like this list because I think this list has got some interesting talking points on it. Michael Cohen, college football writer for FoxSports.com, has put together a list. His list is teams that could, capital C, capital O, capital U, capital L, capital D. I got halfway through that word. I'm like, am I spelling this right? Panicked. We did. We're good. Could make their first college football playoff appearance this year. Here are the teams that he has in the order that he says it is likely that they do so. Yay or nay from you upstate of South Carolina to let us begin. With a team that last year went 10-3, 6-2 in conference overall. They bring back 3 offensive starters, 4 defensive starters. They had the number 14 overall recruiting class coming in this year and the number 1 recruiting class in conference. In the transfer portal, the number 3 overall transfer portal class coming into this year, the number 1 transfer portal conference in transfer portal class in their conference. They have the 41st most difficult strength of schedule. Michael Cohen says the team most likely to make the playoffs for the very first time is the Hurricanes of Miami. I Anybody trust Mario Cristobal? Anybody? Because I was on with a couple of college football bros yesterday, and none of them trust Mario Cristobal. How could I trust Mario Cristobal? Great. When you ever had a situation where you looked at somebody and you're like, I think you could be good for that job, but then they do like just one thing, not like a pattern of things, one thing that is so egregious that you look at them and it's like, that's just the definition of that person from then?
Yeah, that happens all the time.
I mean, just one thing. Last year's Miami-Georgia Tech game is Mario Cristobal to me. That game where all they had to do was take a knee. This is basic clock stuff. This is the stuff that if I was playing that game on EA Sports College Football 2026, it's in the game. And that situation popped up. My nephew would say, Uncle Rob, take a knee. He knows what taking a knee is. And he knows how to do the math to figure out if you can take a knee. I have to do the math in my head to figure it out. He gets it. Take a knee, Uncle Rob. Take a knee, Uncle Mario. Mario did not take a knee. They ran the ball. They fumbled the ball. They turned it over. Georgia Tech goes the length of the field. Georgia Tech scores. Miami loses. I don't believe in Miami. Now, I believe in the talent they have. They've got an incredible amount of talent, as we just pointed out. Arguably the best recruiting class out of the portal in the ACC. They are also granted by Fox Sports the number 3 overall portal class and the number 14 overall recruiting class. That's pretty solid. I also don't know how I feel about Carson Beck, to keep it a buck. Like, he's getting that dollar bills, y'all. I just don't believe. The second team most likely to make their debut in the college football playoffs this year, coming off of a 9-4 season last year, 5-3 in conference. They returned 5 offensive starters, 4 defensive starters. They are the number 18 overall recruiting class coming in, but number 11 in the conference. They have the number 15 overall transfer portal class, but the number 8 in their conference. They also are saddled with the 13th most difficult schedule in all of college football, ladies and gentlemen. Michael Cohen's second most likely team to make the college football playoffs for the very first time is the Gamecocks of South Carolina. He says, and I quote, there is a direct correlation between the surging optimism at South Carolina, a program that has finished better than third in the SEC just once over the last decade. Okay, make it personal, bud. And the rapid emergence of quarterback Lenora Sellers as one of the most exciting players in the country. At this time last summer, Sellers, then a largely unknown redshirt freshman, had only played 21 collegiate snaps and had yet to make his first start. He arrived at South Carolina as a modestly recruited 4-star prospect. The Gamecocks were the only SEC program to offer him a scholarship, and it was difficult to predict how this dual threat approach would translate. I can read, I'm good at this. After Sellers threw for over 2,900 yards and 45 touchdowns while also rushing for 1,317 scores as a senior in high school. Few would have expected Sellers of South Carolina. Blah, blah, blah. The whole paragraph is, Lenoris is really good, and they're probably going to win because of that, which is fine. 6'3", 240. He calls him a 6'3", 240-pound wrecking ball who is a potential Heisman Trophy candidate. I've been telling you that for a couple of weeks. We're going to learn out the gate real quick. Because this Ramblin' Wreck of Virginia Tech team that they will be taking on a Sunday afternoon, the only college football game in town on that date at that time, is old Shano's Poppy's old team versus Frank's son's new team. And you're going to find out. Because the Ramblin' Wreck, scratch that, that's the other Tech, Virginia Tech, the Hokies. The made-up mascot people. That's who I'm talking about here. This kind of feels like a big-time opportunity game for a team that is right now getting it from their fans. They thought that Coach Pry was going to be the guy for VT. Gosh, I wish their name ended in I. It does not. They're not happy right now. They lost a ton of recruits. They lost recruits to Virginia. They lost recruits to Georgia Tech. They lost recruits to Bill Belichick. Like, their recruiting class fell apart this past year. And then you include last year that they fell apart. So this is a big time year. You're going to get it out of the gate in game one. That's a big game for this team. I would also point out that, as we said, and yes, I know that they have a difficult schedule every single year, but South Carolina's schedule is one of the top 15. I argue one of the top 10 toughest schedules in college football point blank period this year. It is nasty this year. You got a back half of the schedule that includes LSU, Oklahoma, Alabama, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Clemson, and that's in a seven-week stretch. Those are teams that I think are playoff team, playoff threat, playoff team, playoff threat, playoff threat, playoff front runner. That's the back half of your schedule. The back half of your schedule, theoretically. Now, not all of them are going to go because I don't think the SEC is getting more than winner, runner-up, maybe two more. Maybe at max you get five. Maybe the SEC gets five. There's a theoretical chance that of the six games down the stretch, LSU, Oklahoma, Alabama, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, and Clemson, there is a chance Clemson goes, and then you could pick three of the others. There's a chance that of your final six opponents, four of them are in the college football playoff. That is a bracket. Like that is a run through a playoff bracket. That's a tough spot. Is South Carolina good enough to individually beat LSU? Yeah, you're going to have to play pretty good, close to perfect football. Is South Carolina good enough individually to beat Oklahoma? Yes. Is South Carolina good enough to individually beat Alabama? Should have last year. Holy crap, what a game. Are they good enough to beat Ole Miss? Yes. Are they good enough to beat Texas A&M? Yes. Paper says otherwise, but we also know about A&M. It's a cult. They fall apart late. Are you good enough to beat Clemson? Hey, you were good enough to beat Clemson last year. You got better this year. I do say, going to be a different Clemson team with Tom Allen at the controls on the defense. They have made a commitment to get back to the old ground and, or what do they call it? Ground and pound? And it's not ground and pound. What's Clemson's? I'm just blanked on what Garrett Riley calls his office. You know what I mean? Spray and pound, round and ground and throw it a lot and also run it. You know what I'm talking about. That one. That team's different this year, the Clemson Tigers are. So are the Gamecocks of South Carolina.
I believe it's Meow and Cow.
That is it. The Meow and Cow offense that they run out there at Clemson. I'm really mad you came up with that as quickly as you did. That's good.
Not bad for a producer.
Damn it. Damn it. Co-host and executive producer. Dude, it was a joke. So, I had to make a silly joke. I'm interested to see where this one goes. But I think you're good enough to beat Clemson. I also think Clemson's good enough to beat you. You are looking at, in the back half of that schedule, in the final six games of that schedule, anywhere from half to more than half of that field being actual playoff teams. This is why I said starting this schedule off with a bang is important, and you better understand you're getting Virginia Tech's best shot. Virginia Tech's best shot should not be good enough to beat you. It should not be good enough to beat the South Carolina Gamecocks, but if you are off your game, if it takes a while to get Lenoris going, if the run game can't figure it out, whether or not they have Faison back there, if all that happens, unlike years gone by, respectfully, you do not have a margin of error this year in the games that you are supposed to win. You do not have the margin of error that you have had years gone by. Because it's like we need to get to six wins to make sure that we are a bowl team, right? The margin of error this year may be the difference between being a playoff team and being a bowl team. And you don't have it with the dumb games like Virginia Tech because of how much you don't have it with these big games. All right, we'll take a look at some more college football and wrap this bad boy up when we come back. I am Rob Brown. He is the great one, Lonzo, and you're listening to the Rob Brown Show here on the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It is the Rob Brown Show. Final segment of the day. Final segment of the day. I don't know why I was about to say the week. What is?
It is a short week, and you're trying to get there, or maybe this show is making you wanting it to be the last one, so you don't have to come back tomorrow. I mean, it could be a lot of things.
I also, in fairness, also got another 4 hours to do this afternoon too. So we're just burning it up.
This is going to become a thing.
I haven't even seen it yet. I'm already terrified.
It's going to be a thing. It's my theme for the season.
The old meowing cow offense.
It's my theme.
Says Brandon checking
in on
the stream.
It's my theme for the season. So get ready.
This is the definition of encouraging him.
What? I'm semi-creative on occasion, so.
Are you going to take the cat sounder and now add a cow sounder
on
the front of it?
I'm already thinking about it.
Smush them together?
No. They've got to be separate because it's meow and cow.
It sounds like a cartoon. Anyway, we'll see
that's cow and chicken.
We'll see what terrifying direction Lonzo decides to go with the meow and cow offense that they're going to run down there in Clemson this year. So, you heard during the sports flash there, and I wanted to wait for confirmation because it is a story that gained some traction yesterday, but I was not going to report on it. And by report on it, I mean report on reports on it until we had some confirmation from more reputable sources. And then this AM, the great one pointed out to me that we started to get articles on places like the New York Post and Yahoo Sports reporting that the New York Knickerbockers had indeed reached out to one Dawn Staley, head coach of your University of South Carolina Gamecocks women's basketball team. But as I went and looked, a lot of the articles were the Knicks reportedly reached out to, which is when...
Sorry, I left that up. My bad.
Interrupting Cal says what?
What? I don't do requests.
That's my nephew's favorite joke.
Is it? Because I've never heard that before.
Interrupting Cal says what? Okay.
I hit it. It just, I had turned it
It's a dumb
it down,
dad joke, so, and I love it very much. So, there were reports yesterday, this AM, there were more reports, but all of the reports were that Dawn Staley had reportedly been contacted by the Knicks. That's what you do when you need to get up a piece about Dawn Staley having contact with the Knicks, but you yourself cannot personally figure out if that is true. You say reportedly, and that way if it turns out to be wrong, you can be like, yo, that's not our bad. They said that they did that, so go blame them.
Or as a former host taught us, sources say.
Or just say, hashtag, trust me, bro. Hashtag sources. Hashtag trust me, bro. I got sources on the other side. So, now we have not sources, not hashtag source, not hashtag trust me, bro. South Carolina Athletic Director Jeremiah Donati confirmed to On3 Sports that the New York Knicks did reach out to Dawn Staley about their opening. Dawn Staley confirmed that to On3 Sports and added the quote, if I were them, I'd have called her too, end quote, which is a bar, Jeremiah Donati, and also correct. Not all that surprising. It is not surprising that the Knicks showed interest here. I think it's probably more along the line of just like, oh, God, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? We fired Tom Thibodeau. We had no idea. We had no idea. We had no idea what we're going to do here. I think they're panicking, which is why they've got names like Mike Brown scheduled for interview number 2 or 3 at this point. I have subscribed entirely to Bill Simmons' conspiracy theory that when the Knicks got good and they made the run to the Eastern Conference Championship, it's because James Dolan was out in Las Vegas putting on his fancy dancing shoes with the Las Vegas Sphere, which he owns, along with the New York Knicks. But while he was out there, and after the Sphere had about a year worth of shows and the new Sphere smell wore off a little bit, at the same time, the New York Knickerbockers.
Does it? You know, people have been there. Do they have? Is it smell-o-vision also?
I actually don't know. I need to. It needs.
I mean, as awesome as it looks, just seeing it on TV. I mean,
I'll show. I'll ask Decker. He went to a U2 show there.
I wonder if there's like wind effects and other stuff like that.
If U2 is there and they have smell-o-vision, does it smell like patchouli in there the whole time? Like blast you with like a.
Smells like Ireland, whatever that is.
Irish Spring soap? I don't know.
Oh, there you go. I'm okay with that.
Potato stew. Anyway, so he goes out there. The Sphere is like the pop culture phenomenon. They run it. It goes then, have fun, whatever. The Knicks get good. Jimmy Dolan's like, oh, no, that's fun again. I'm going back to my old toy. You know, you ran out the shiny new toy. You find the old toy. You're like, oh, the old toy's pretty fun, actually. So he goes back to New York. And what do you know? At the same time that he gets back, the Knicks lose. They ask their star player, Jalen Brunson, is Tom Thibodeau your guy? And he's like, yeah, that's my guy. That's my coach. I don't want him to go anywhere. He's my dude. I'm playing for him. And then they fire him the next day. That's an impulsive Jimmy Dolan firing. And I know that because it's all they've ever done when Jimmy Dolan's in charge of this basketball team. And not only do they fire a guy who quite literally days before that brought you to the Eastern Conference Finals in which you lost in 6 to a team that went on to the NBA Finals and took the Oklahoma City Thunder, the overwhelming odds-on favorite to win the final, to a full 7 games. And I'm not going to say only lost because Tyrese Halliburton, their star guard, had his ACL pop. Sorry, scratch that, his Achilles pop. But I am saying I'm not guaranteeing they would have won with him. I'm guaranteeing they would not win without him. So you put up a good fight, and you turn around and you fire Tibbs when the players are actively saying, we want this guy back. And you didn't have a plan to replace him. So what'd you do? You asked five NBA teams, hey, you know how you have a coach who is your coach, like today, like he's your coach right now, and you know how all of you are like either already contenders or like getting really close? You know that? How all those things are true about your team? Could we talk to your coach, please? It's like walking into a bar and walking up to a dude who's got his arm around her waist and she's got her arm around his shoulder and they're making at the bar and you're like, hey, listen, you know how you have this girlfriend and she's like totally into you and you're totally into her and you guys are macking right here in front of you? Could I take her over for a drink and a dance real quick? And then if I like her, I'm going to keep her, but if I don't worry, I'll send her back to you. You know what you're going to get told? You're going to get told politely via many different body orifices where you can stick parts of your own body at that point. Not great, Bob. So, this whole thing is bad. to the point that, and I thought about this yesterday. We didn't really go too deep down the rabbit hole because, again, it was just speculation that Dawn Staley was going to be in communication with the New York Knicks. So the New York Knicks, I guess I should say, would be in communication with Dawn Staley. But it was a conversation that we had for some degree because both Lonzo and I came up to similar conclusions, different paths. My take was there's a lot of pressure on Dawn Staley if she takes the job. There's a lot of pressure on Dawn Staley because if she shows up and she does not win, if she shows up and she doesn't make the playoffs or the team gets worse or whatever, unfortunately, there's going to be a whole bunch of toxic masculinity out there that's going to go, see, I told you women don't belong in men's sports. And I don't want to use cliches, but like set the movement back, right? Like everything that Becky Hammon has done and the what are we sitting on like now, eight or nine assistant coaches in the NFL, all the work that these women have been doing to elevate their cause and their purpose for women in coaching roles in men's sports. Like if Dawn Staley goes and fails, a lot of people are going to go, they're not going to give her the same reaction that they would another coach that tries and fails. They're going to go, see, I told you women don't belong. But Lonzo brought up a point on the other side. The amount of pressure that's on her just to win because she's a coach.
Because she's a college coach going to the pros. And we've always talked about college football coaches going to the pros and failing. How often do college basketball coaches go from college to the pros and fail?
That's a great question. And because you asked it during that last break, I did my best to find the answer, or at least as many as I could come up with. Here's what you got. Rick Pitino spent two different stints in the NBA. He was with the New York Knicks from 1987 to 1989. He went 94 and 74, solid. He was with the Boston Celtics after he won at Louisville, won a NCAA title at Kentucky in 1996. Then he went to Boston, 102-146, sucked a lot, went back to college, ended up at Louisville and winning a title there. Billy Donovan, Florida Gator head coach 1996 to 2015. That got two championships in 06 and 07. Went to the NBA, coached the Thunder from 2015 to 19. 399 and 313, one Western Conference Finals appearance. Now with the Chicago Bulls, six total playoff bursts. Not bad. Not great. Not bad. Not great, not bad.
He's still like one slightly more than he's lost?
Yes, 399 and 313. So he's like 62%, all right? Brad Stevens, I'd say, is like the exception to the rule here. There's one more I'll get to in a minute. Coached at Butler from 2007 to 2013, two final four appearances there. Then he went to Boston, coached there from 2013 to 21. He was 354 and 282 regular season, reached the Eastern Conference Finals in 2018. Did not win a championship, but I would also say that it was his Celtics run that set up the Celtics run that ended up winning a championship a couple of years later. But a 354-282 record's pretty damn good. So I'd say successful, not as much. Larry Brown is the only coach to win an NCAA and NBA championship. Had a career record in the NBA with the Detroit Pistons of 1327-1011. Won an NCAA title with Kansas in 1998. Here are some of the other guys who it did not work out for. Mike Dunlap was with the Bobcats, 21-61. Reggie Theus, 44-62. Mike Montgomery went from Stanford to Golden State, 68-96. Leonard Hamilton was at Miami, went to the Wizards, 19-63 before he went back to Florida State. Lon Kruger, Illinois to Atlanta, 36% win rate. Tim Floyd, Steve Alback, Bill Fitch, nobody really did good. There's a couple of other guys that could be mentioned, including Mark Dagnop, though he was actually more of a trainer assistant coach before he got to the NBA. Great question. That's on me. That's 100% my bad. Could Dawn break that mold is all I was going to ask you.
Yeah, you hesitated.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you know, when it is time. All right, the first thing, it's Xing today on what the X is. Bobby Bonilla.
Is it today?
It is today.
I went all this time and we did not acknowledge the greatest day of all the days, Bobby Bonilla Day.
Still a lot of money he's getting paid today.
Honestly, I suck at my job. Congratulations to Bobby Bonilla, who gets another $1.19 million from the New York Mets today as a result of a 2000 contract buyout, and he will continue to receive that for
another 10 years.
Let it go, dude.
Seriously.
Good job.
In the year 2000, Instead of paying Bobby Bonilla a lump sum of $6 million, the Mets agreed. Here's why Bobby Bonilla is fun. All right, for those of you who maybe don't know the background. Instead of paying him $6 million to walk up out the door in the year 2000, they agreed to pay him $1.19 million annually for 25 years. Now, Lonzo, you know me. I'm bad at math. But 1.19 times 25 is definitely more than 25, right? Okay, because it's like the 0.19, but I can throw that away. Like common core math here. Get rid of the 0.19. Just do the 1 times the 25.
I'll take that 0.19 every year. You give it to me. I'll take it.
Or they could have paid him $6 million once and never seen him again.
Yep, they could have. They didn't. Way to go.
Hey, Mets, I'll never quit you.
All right, the next thing that's axing is Debbie Harry.
Like from Blondie?
Yes. I'm just glad that you knew who it was.
No, I love, listen. Yeah, I love Debbie.
When is she still alive?
Yes,
is
she is.
Is it a birthday then?
It is.
Hey-o. I'm going to say she was born sometime in the mid-40s, so I'm going to 80.
Exactly. She's 80.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Bang, nailed it. Yeah. Nice. Nice.
She was definitely, as a teenager, I really really liked Debbie Harry. What?
No, I 100% agree with you.
And her music was great, and then she started acting. She was good in the acting, too. So, yeah, for sure.
All Rapture right. was, like, in a weird way. It's not the first rap song I ever heard, but I think it was the first time that, like...
It's the first mainstream rap song.
It is. It's not the first one I heard. I think it was the first rap song I heard that it was like, oh, this art form can be done different ways.
Mm-hmm.
And that started me down the path to
Dreaming
find Limp Bizkit.
Is my favorite Blondie song. All right, the next thing it's Xing is TJ Watt.
Find you. I'm gonna get you one day, maybe next week. I'm gonna
TJ Watt. Another stalker song. There's been so many stalker songs.
I think that is the stalker song, right? Yeah. TJ Watt trending because did they sign him?
No.
Or have they not signed him yet?
No.
They have not signed him yet. Super duper awesome. They have not signed him yet. And now there is a discussion going on that he might be trade bait. He might be trade bait at this point. They might go ahead and ship him up out of town because they can't get him signed. They got to figure out what's going on. And now they just added more money and Jalen Ramsey did the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeesh. I thought he was going to be a career Steeler. And he might still. But if they lose T.J. Watt because they got Jalen Ramsey, that's a net loss, right?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. And finally, Golden State is trending.
I think it's because of what we talked about this in back in hour number one. Kevon Looney makes his way out of Golden State now. He's a member of Your My Hour, New Orleans Pelicans. 2-year, $16 million deal. Got him on the dirt cheap for a guy who's got not one, not two, but three rings on them fingers.
It's over Golden State.
I think it's over Golden State. I think what we knew is the dynasty is cooked. You know what else is cooked? This show. Come back tomorrow. We'll do it all over again, but better. I hope we'll find out. He's Lonzo. I'm Rob. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you in the face. See you back here tomorrow on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.